If you've ever driven a tractor, you're her friend. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board brings you your checkoff chat for today, and we've got a lot of things we want to bring you up to speed on for the growing season of 2017. In studio with us today, Dr. Sean Conley, our University Extension Soybean Specialist. Sean, everybody talking about the prospective plantings report. Nationwide, we're looking at tremendous increase in soybean acres. Here in Wisconsin, we've got a record-breaking possibility, and your contention is what the federal government is expecting probably, in Sean Conley's worlds, will pale to the real acres if weather cooperates.
Right. Yeah, Pam, when I was kind of going around this last winter doing all of our, you know, our county meetings, looking at basically the bottom line, and the only crop that appears to pencil out in the black is soybean. So if we look at that prospective plantings, a little over 2.1 million acres, I would be shocked if we're not closer to 2.25, if not 2.3 million acres. And again, the big thing that's going to drive that is A, crop establishment. I mean, guys can get in and plant on April 15th. They're going to put their corn in. You know, we roughly need 4 million acres of corn in the state of Wisconsin. And so we may see a little bit of play there. And based on if growers are able to convince some of their landowners to get those rents down, that will drive a little bit more corn acres as well. But I fully expect this to be a big soybean year. So growers just need to be prepared to get those beans in early.
The other thing that you've been talking about is, like you said, productivity and profitability. Profitability could be lean this year. You have launched a brand new web tool at coolbean.info that's designed to try to help farmers make sure they really know what they're getting in that bag. What was the motivation of this online tool, Sean?
Yeah, Pam, it's been interesting because farmers are always a little concerned about when they go out and buy varieties. And I've been stressing for a decade since I've been back in Wisconsin, you need to make sure you diversify that genetic pool that you're out there physically putting in the ground. The challenge is, and growers know this as well as everyone else, is that they can be planting the exact same genetic material, just branded under a different name. So the Wisconsin Soybean Association is launching this tool to be able to allow growers to kind of self-report and self-search what genetics they have out there. So basically, every grower that gets a bag of seed or a tote of bag or a tote of seed, you can look on there and it'll have their variety ID, which is a code that has to be on there. That's the genetics. And then it'll have the brand and the variety. So what growers can physically do is go in and put those three pieces into the webpage, and then they could search to see if that same variety is being branded under a different name. And again, what that allows growers to do is be able to understand what's going on in terms of, are they planting the same genetics on their farm? And also looking at some pricing questions in terms of if they can get the same genetics for $5 a bag cheaper somewhere else.
Do you really see this as a repeating situation where farmers are, they think, well, I got this from a different company, going to be different, and we are actually ending up with the same seed hybrid across the whole farm?
That depends on the traits. So some of the traits are only basically sold by one company. It's, you know, if you look at, for example, Liberty Beans, a lot of those Liberty Beans come from Stein, and they'll be branded under different names. Some of the Roundup Ready to Yield or Extend Beans, those again are coming in from a similar genetics resources. So basically, look out there. There's five, maybe six providers of soybean genetics out there. And so we just have to understand where that's coming from and get a better handle of this. So, and again, this is just going to be a tool that growers can utilize across the entire country. So the more growers data they put into the tool, the more robust it is and the better information they're going to get out in the back end.
How long did this take to put all this information together? Because people have to understand these genetics do change every year, so it's going to be a kind of a requiring an update from now on.
Right, and this is going to be basically driven by farmers. What they can be able, eventually I'd like to get to the point where they can snap a picture with their text and text me a picture and it can get automatically updated. That'll probably be iteration two or three. But at this point, I mean, it's going to just gonna take time. But I think it's an important tool for growers because say you can get a similar genetics or the same genetics, branded by a different name, $5 a unit cheaper, and you got 1,000 units. It's $5,000 right there. And given today's economics, that's a big chunk of change.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned that's going to be available. Coolbean.info. I imagine badgerbean.com will also have that available. So look for that if you want to you know, walk in the shed and know exactly how diversified you are on your soybean genetics. Sean, another online tool that if they didn't get it last year, they should be getting it this year. That's your soybean app, your camera, so to speak, which gives us information. Started off as kind of almost a population tool, and you've kind of continued to tweak it right along. Tell me more about that.
Right, Pam. So the app, again, is called BeanCam. It's available for free on either the Android or the iPhone platforms. Again, this was brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, basically paid to develop both these apps. And it's purely a function of all the seeding rate studies that we've ever done. And all of that data goes into this database. And as you go out there and take pictures with your phone, it gives you a fairly accurate estimate of what your population is out there. And then it gives you recommendations in terms of if you want to or need to replant. And then if you do need to replant, what that percent yield gain would be. So again, growers can look at that. You know, if there's only a 1% yield gain, it's frankly probably not worth a grower going in there and putzing with it. I'd tell growers, even if you get free seed or a free replant from a company, it still takes your time and equipment wear and tear and fuel to replant those soybeans. So I'd much rather have growers invest those dollars somewhere else, be it in chemical to help with the water hemp issues we have popping up across the state of Wisconsin, or fertilizer, because I know growers have hauled a lot of fertilizer off over the last 2 years and haven't really, you know, replenished that because of it. So again, it's really helping growers focus their resources in a down economic time.
So again, BeanCam, like he said, that's something that's free on the Google Play Shop or wherever you get your Android or iPhone apps. And I used it last year. It's a pretty simple tool. It's a pretty cool tool. And like I said, you're always looking to add more information and get more tiers of information available on that app.
Right. One of the cool things is Dr. Damon Smith, our plant pathologist, is working on adding on a white mold component to it. So when you go out there, you can take pictures later in the season. It can kind of give you an estimate of what that canopy closure is. And then that will help drive decisions in terms of making fungicide applications targeting white mold and soybeans. So again, there's a lot of different ways we're trying to meld all of these programs that we're all working on together to really deliver these resources to farmers to really help their bottom line.
Yeah, all on the hip. You notice how everything is smartphone friendly, so that's keeping a lot of our growers engaged right from the field. As always, if you want to find these information tidbits, one of the places to start, coolbean.info. That's Dr. Conley's site that he keeps robustly populated with information. Or badgerbean.com. That is the home of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, keeping you up to date on how your checkoff dollars are being channeled towards research, education, and public outreach. So now you know, two new tools that are available from your hip coming up this growing season. Check them out. Get them downloaded. That's Dr. Sean Conley. He's our University Extension Soybean Specialist, and that is your Checkoff Chat. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.